On today's episode of The Breakaway, a little Palm Springs check-in with Mark Briggs. We also talk to him in the middle of the week, so earlier this week, about how the week has been going. And then I talked to him earlier today after the scrimmage with the Vegas Lights to talk about how that went. And we did not put that on here, but he did talk about a little bit of his opinion of how that game went, which he is encouraged by. So a lot of stuff. This is a quick episode. We will get back to longer ones later, but this is just a quick check-in from Palm Springs. And then, of course, the guys will be back next week in Sacramento, and we'll have much, much more content there.
At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams. Student advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much, much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you.
All right, let's do it.
Welcome to The Breakaway, a Sacramento Republic podcast.
Bandit in the box!
My goodness, what a defensive play!
Half the crowd can't even believe it!
All right, you're probably wondering why this episode is taking so long to come out. It's because I wanted to wait till Friday because the first scrimmage of the preseason happened today against LAFC's affiliate, the Las Vegas Lights. And talked to Mark Briggs shortly after for 2 to 3 minutes. And the word he kept using over and over again was refreshing. And I think what he meant by that is just refreshing to get out on the field. The guys worked hard this week, a lot of two-a-days, and refreshing to see them out on the pitch. And I'm assuming that seeing them in an environment where they're not playing against one another, playing against a different opponent, and kind of see how the technique and the strategy that the team wants to use, the tactics come together. And I talked to Briggs earlier in the week, which will be coming up here shortly, about what has been going on in Palm Springs and the reason to get away. And a lot of that is camaraderie, getting the guys in the same rooms, away from family. And it's something that hasn't happened for a few years, which is exciting too. And the other thing, talking to Briggs about today's scrimmage, or whatever you want to call it, here in the preseason, is I asked if he could single out anybody who played really well, and his answer was everybody played really well. Nobody didn't play well, and I think that's something that is incredibly exciting as well. So good to hear about the team. I quickly wanted to recap a little bit about the game. Of course, we don't know a whole lot about it because it is a closed door, but we do know that Sacramento had a good performance and looking to build on that coming into the following weeks of training camp. We're just about a month away from today, from opening night on March 12th. So still a lot of time left, but I know Sacramento is fired up where they're at. That's the thing. I've talked to Mark Briggs. It seems like every time I've talked to him, he's had a giant smile on his face in the past couple weeks with the new group coming in. So very excited to see that continue and to see how this team comes together, not only on paper as they did in the offseason, but as they do on the pitch, how they play well together. A lot of really, really good, talented players on this team. The one question mark is how well will they all fit? And that's what this training camp's about. That's why this is so important. How well do they get along? That camaraderie on and off the pitch, it all matters. And that's what Briggs has talked about. And so I'm excited for that to all come together. Okay, that was quick. 2.5 minutes. I quickly got it in. Earlier this week, before this, I talked to Mark Briggs about what this Palm Springs training meant to the team, and here that interview is now.
Coach, talk to us about how this week has been so far in Palm Springs, getting the guys away from Sacramento, away from their homes, and getting to spend a little more time together.
Yeah, it's been really good so far. The groups coming together, the groups creating a connection, which is what we want, while also getting their fitness levels up. And also, you know, we've been able to get on the training field twice a day and really implement who we are and how we want to play.
Are you seeing some of the things from off the field, the camaraderie, make a difference on the field?
We'll see. You know, that remains to be seen. But the one thing that I can see is a really strong connection with the group. They all look to be having fun. They all look to be enjoying one another. And there's already a camaraderie, which is really pleasing to see.
When you guys, you know, plan this trip, right, you want to get away from Sacramento, what's the purpose of that and what are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, it's a little bit of all of the above. Obviously, we want to improve their fitness. We want to tactically get them to understand what we're going to be doing as a group and how we're going to be playing and what our identity is. So really able to hammer home those things. And then bring the group together. You know, we're away from families, we're away from girlfriends, wives, children. It's just us. So we're really able to spend some time together and get to know one another a little better, get to understand one another a little better, and create relationships. I think that's a huge part of why we're doing this trip.
How has the football been down there?
Yeah, it's been excellent. I'm really, really happy with the group. They're, you know, they've really, really grabbed a hold of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to play. And then they're adding their own things to it. It's a group that I'm really excited by. I've loved every minute of working with them over the past 2 weeks. And it's a really good group.
Have you been doing any, what kind of fun stuff have you guys been doing? I know you mentioned you're training twice a day, but what else have you guys been doing to have some fun, spend some time together?
Yeah, so the first, you know, we arrived on Saturday and Sunday evening, all the new players had to sing. So there's quite a few performances. We was in the room for quite a while with all the new guys. But everybody got up there and everybody sung their heart out and the room was loud and it was a bit of fun. So that was probably, you know, that was the breaking the trip in kind of thing. That was the first moment to get everybody settled in Palm Springs. And then we've been on the field. We've been working hard the last 3-4 days. They've been working very hard. Double sessions, a lot of fitness work, a lot of ball work. They've been out in the sun on the field. A couple of hours in the morning, a couple of hours in the afternoon. So they've really been putting the work in. So this morning we went out there and trained, and then this afternoon we just an hour ago actually we had the boys in the pool and. Get a little bit of regen and recovery in their legs and then a little bit of fun with some relays. We went and bought out some inflatable pool toys and they had some relays in the pool and it was a lot of fun.
How's the playing surface been down there? From what I've seen, it looks just beautiful.
Beautiful. We managed to find... We managed to find a nice field and obviously... That only makes the players more excited when they see beautiful green grass and it's being watered. They get a little buzz. So it's been great. I can't thank the facility enough for allowing us to use their fields and the players. It only enhances the performance and the quality as an individual and as a collective.
First test. Kind of in the preseason and in training camp coming up here against the Las Vegas on, I think, Friday, right?
Yeah.
What are you looking to get out of that game and what is your expectations going in?
Yeah, obviously it's a game first and foremost. We did an inter-squad game Tuesday and all the players played 50 minutes. So that was good to see, get them on a big field and open them up to bigger spaces and get them a better understanding of one another. But from the game Friday, we're looking to build on what we've worked on all week. Our identity and how we want to play. We want to, you know, moving the ball, wanting the ball, playing between lines, playing forward, getting the ball in the in our attacking half and their defensive half and then getting in the box, getting numbers in the box and playing free-flowing attacking football. So looking to get that out of the game Friday because that's primarily what we've worked on over the first 2 weeks of preseason. So I can't expect them to, you know, to be great at things we haven't worked on. So we want to be moving the ball and playing the way we want to play.
As far as, you know, what you're looking to get out of different players in the scrimmage coming up, how do you go into that from a coach's perspective, trying to get guys certain moments? Are you guys playing a 90, playing 120? How is that working now?
Yeah, no, we'll play 90 minutes, a straight 90, and we'll do 45. One 11 will play 45 the first half, and another 11 will play 45 the second half, and try and get 45 minutes in everyone's legs. They've worked hard and they're very fit. I'm happy because they've all done the off-season workouts, which allows us to, you know, to taper the fitness needs for them over the first few weeks of pre-season. As it's enabled us to focus a lot more on the football side of it because they are so fit.
You guys come back next week to Sacramento. What's the biggest thing you're hoping to bring back from Palm Springs that you guys have kind of accomplished there?
Yeah, I think the connection. I think you guys will see a different connection around the team. It was very good before we came here, but it's only improved and got better. There's a camaraderie, there's relationships, there's just a good atmosphere around the group. Which is very, very important and what we were looking for. And then some of the quality that I've seen on the training field with the ball only leaves you excited for what this group can be capable of and what this group can achieve.
Well, Coach, thanks so much. I think that's all the time we need. We don't want to take up much more of your time. So thank you so much, and we'll see you back in town soon.
Perfect. Looking forward to coming home, Con.
Our thanks to Mark Briggs for taking the time out of the week. They had an incredibly busy week in Palm Springs, so we appreciate that. A couple 2 days, a lot of team building stuff, which is exciting. So we'll be excited to have those guys back in Sacramento next week to hear how it went for some of the players, plus to interview some of the players. A lot of the new guys I want to get on the podcast here shortly so you can get to know them before opening night. So I'll be working hard on that the next few weeks to get you guys fresh content. We thank you for your support of this podcast. If you know Republic fans who want to know more about the team, about the players, please encourage them to take a listen, and see what they think if they want to get a little more insight of the Sac Republic. We thank you guys so much, and as always, go Republic!